How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable!
The biggest voices in sports.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
The heartbreak.
Touchdown! No! Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs.
The celebrations.
And he takes the knee of the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions. And Tom Coughlin and the Big Blue erase all of their doubters. They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It's the Bulletin Blitz here on a Thursday, March 13th, 2025. If you're waiting for me to pick up your call, stay there. I will get you. We're going to lead off right away, Bart. The Rangers defeat the Minnesota Wild 3-2 in overtime.
That's some customer service.
That's right. You know, I'm letting you know in real time and also giving you a hockey score that half the country doesn't care about. Let's really start off with DK Metcalf. He is now a Steeler. They address one of their needs. You know, they needed somebody on the opposite end of George Pickens to open up that offense. I think DK will fit well there. But who cares what I have to say about it? Here's DK himself. He says he fits perfectly in the AFC North.
I'm a physical receiver. You know, big shout out to my pops, who was an old lineman in this league for a little bit. So he instilled that in me, and I just try to play the game a different way. And, you know, just God blessed me with the talents and, you know, with this opportunity. So I'm not going to, you know, take it for granted.
DK got paid. He got out of the situation he was in. He got a new situation. So for now, he's excited. He wanted to be in warm weather. Pittsburgh's nice when it's nice, but it's also cold when it's cold. And I think just like a lot of cities across America, East Coast, Midwest, you know, where a lot of the teams are located, it's cold, especially during football season. Okay, but at least he's got, who's throwing him the ball? Let's see. Mason Rudolph's back? All right. I don't know that this ends well. I don't think DK Metcalf, I'm not putting him in diva category yet. He did want out very badly and want to get paid, but a lot of people have done that. But it just doesn't seem like, if I were to bet, will this work out? Will this not? Binary choice? I'd probably bet that it would not.
Yeah, DK, when he was being introduced, spoke about a couple things. We could get into it a little bit later if you like. He did address the quarterback situation, so I am curious to say what he think, rather him hear what he said. Let's go to Indianapolis Colts new QB 1.5, because he's equally distant to being the starter as well as QB 2, and that is the quarterback I refuse to name, but I'll do it so right now, Daniel Jones. He says he's looking forward to competing with Anthony Richardson, who is also QB 1.5.
A lot of respect for Anthony watching him. I think he's certainly a talented young player, and I think the competition aspect of it brings out the best in everybody, and I think we're both interested in helping this team win games and whatever we can do to help that happen.
I really need Anthony Richardson to have an incredible training camp and an incredible start to the season, because I don't have the appetite to watch how this is going to go, where Richardson starts for a little bit and then they go to Daniel Jones and then somebody gets hurt and then they go to the other guy and it's the same thing they've been doing, the same thing they did last year. Daniel Jones is probably a good barometer, though. Not a barometer, that's coming up. A good barometer in terms of, if our guy can't beat out this guy, then we do need to move on. But I still, with how much they've invested, just the pick alone even, in Anthony Richardson, and he's still so young. He's 22. Like, he could be in this draft class. Why they don't just give him the full red carpet. You start. I don't want him to have to go through a battle with Daniel Jones. I want him to come in with the confidence and see how you react to it. Stop putting him in situations where he's doubting his confidence. He's not doubting his confidence because of things that happened to him from other teams. The biggest hindrance of his success so far has been you, the organization. So please beat him out. Otherwise, this is going to be such an annoying story throughout the season.
He will, because that quarterback sucks. All right. Let's go to Mike McDonald had a team, CS Seattle, and he got a new quarterback, and that is Sam Darnold. Mike McDonald says Sammy D was his top choice all along.
When you know it became apparent that we were going to have to pivot away from Geno, then you know, definitely hoping that it was going to land with Sam. You know, there's some time there, but everyone involved in the process was awesome. John was awesome. Joey Lane was awesome. All of our pro personnel people were on it. So just really fortunate that it worked out the way it did.
We got some feedback there?
No, that's from the audio itself. I also noticed it, and I was like, what in the world?
In Seattle. I mean, what are they going to do? They're gonna go 10-7? 9-8? It should be interesting. Now, he doesn't have DK. Okay, right? So that changes things. I'm curious to see how these things play out. Geno to the Raiders. Sam to the Seahawks. I think Sam's going to look fine. I think what we saw at the end of the year for the Vikings was worse than he really is. And there were some games where he looked really good, and maybe that was too high of a watermark for him. I think that the Seahawks are better to do this than go with Geno. I like the play. I like the approach.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, but I just don't think that they're going to be much better. We will find out.
Yes, we will. But first of all, you're going to completely drive by my nursery rhyme here. That was great. Mike McDonald had a team, CS Seattle, right off of the cup. All for you.
See it? How did that didn't make sense. That was like ELGLEAS.
Seattle, you know. What did you want? What? How would you make it better?
I just simply would not do it.
Well, that's why you're wrong. Yeah. Here is Josh Allen, and maybe according to Bills fans, he does everything oh so right because he got a new contract, so he's getting paid. But apparently, he didn't bleed him out for every dollar possible. It looks like he left a little money on the table, and here he is explaining why.
What's five more going to do for my life that I can't already do right now, right? So, like, it's not that crazy to me, right? Like, I live a pretty good life. Got a house, got a car. We're good. But I wasn't looking to absolutely kill them in every chance that I could, and I told my agent that. I was like, hey, if this has any impact on the pack, or impact on the cap, I should say. Let's figure out a way to not do that.
I mean, that's nice. He also did take a lot of money. It's a $350 million extension, and $250 of that is guaranteed. So he didn't take $60 instead of $55. I guess but who is that extra $5 going to give them? LaVishka Chenaults of the world. If you want to be a real hero, Josh, you should be working for the minimum, right? You want to be a real hero, but also you would never do that. That's the dumbest thing I've ever said. He's making like 98% of the available money instead of 100. Sure, it's better than, you know, fine. I still think it'll pay off with a victory, a Super Bowl victory at some point, so all will be well and good, but let's not interview him like he took half of what he could have gotten. I don't like the premise there.
not the worst thing I've heard. Hey, listen, if it makes fans happy, giving them eyewash, then why not? Good guy. All right, let's switch over to the NBA real quick. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, his Thunder had a win over the Boston Celtics last night. Pretty good game. I watched it. That's
good for really, you.
That's all the analysis I can give you. It's regular season basketball. However, he did say after the games that beating the Celtics in Boston is massive.
It's huge. Like, just because they've done it, like, because they've done what we're trying to do, the games against them are always going to be heightened. They're always going to be a little bit more exciting. They've, like I said, achieved what we're trying to accomplish, and there's no better test in the NBA. Like, you play for late June, and they're the team that won late June, so playing against them is always fun, always a really big challenge, and something that we get to test ourselves against, and I guess we passed two tests so far.
Well, they needed that test. Like, it doesn't guarantee that they're going to win or even make the NBA Finals, but they needed that test. They ended up winning by 2 possessions, 6 points, but it was a close enough game that it was a good test. In the 2024-2025 season, the Thunder have only had 4 games decided by just 1 possession. And they're 0-4 in those games. So yeah, this was a 2-possession game eventually, 118-112, but they needed, on the road in Boston, a good team, a close game. I think that will help serve them a long way.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.